Yes, indeed. And so this is a rampage of letting go and allowing. And this is where we begin. There is nothing going on right now that is so important or so necessary that it must be held on to. Whereas before, what I did was I said, I must make sure that it gets done. I must make sure that I'm on top of it. Now I'm beginning to realize that I am the most cooperative element in my creation, and as such, I am quite capable of allowing all that I find to be delicious and all that I find to be wonderful to come to me in the perfect way, in the most delightful way, in the easiest way, in the simplest way that there possibly could be. So my job is to dream the dream of what I'm wanting, which I'm doing on a pretty consistent basis, to imagine myself having what I'm wanting, which I have done and will do and will continue to do again and again and again. But more importantly, at least more importantly to me right now, although not desperately important, but I'm beginning to notice that it is perhaps one of the most helpful things I can do for myself, is to just turn to all of the parade of thoughts going on in my mind and say, I really don't care. I don't care how it works. I don't care how it shows up. I don't care what happens. Because I know that only the best, only the most delicious, only the most powerful, only the most amazing, truly only the most wondrous is coming to me. So the old idea that I had, that I have to stand on top of things and drill them into my reality, rat-a-tat-tat, I'm letting go of that. I'm not going to kill it. I'm not going to throw it out the window. I'm just going to simply walk away. Because that idea, that majestic idea of my creation in the past, oh, it is quite wondrous in its own way, it's just no longer helpful. So I'm going to let it evolve into what it is going to become. And I am no longer going to worry about how to get to where I want to be from here. Because here is just fine. And not only is it just fine, it's actually quite wondrous. And I'm really loving that word wondrous today. What I notice from here is not that I need to do anything, although there may be many things that want my attention, and that's fine. What instead I'm noticing, what in fact I'm deciding, is that I always know what to do in the right time, in the right place, in the right way. And not only that, everything is always working out for me quite powerfully and quite deliciously and quite wondrously, as a matter of fact. Going to and fro, fixing, figuring out, making happen, demanding, and pushing, I give up. I give up these tools. I give up this way of doing things because I just want to flow. This doesn't mean I'm just going to be sitting still in a chair. Far from it. One of the things that I know is that as I allow, my life actually gets deliciously interesting. I look very busy. I don't feel busy, but I look busy. I feel focused. I feel clear. I feel connected. I feel like I'm on the right track. But I don't feel overwhelmed. And I'm really ready to let that go. And I don't feel pushed. I feel inspired. I feel the powerful flow of my own existence rising up within me and expressing itself out into physical reality. And that is an amazing feeling. Whether it's in the words that I say, or the way in which I type on my keyboard, or the way in which I walk across the floor, or who I talk to, or how I think about things, when I, as I, as I'm doing right now, am connecting to who I really am, wow, it gets so easy. And yes, some days I'm at the beach. And some days I'm in the flow of it all. And some days I'm in the mess of it all. But even the mess is a glorious mess. It's a wondrous mess. It just feels like so much fun. Because it's from me. It's coming through me. I'm not out there trying to rearrange things on the chessboard of my life, trying to make it happen. That's what I used to do. And I'm not interested in that anymore. What I'm doing now, what I'm allowing now, is for the next obvious step to rise up from within me. And because I'm allowing that, because I'm about that, I just feel so much easier in my own skin. I feel so powerfully connected to my source. Not in some grandiose way. It is powerful because it's present, but it's not this huge, gigantic, over-the-top, rococo, angel singing on high kind of thing. Although that's fun when it happens. What it really is more like a quiet, clear focus. And not because I'm staying focused in that motivated sort of way, but because I feel focused. I feel inspired. I feel motivated, yes, but motivated through inspiration, not through pushing, not through overcoming obstacles. I feel motivated because I'm easing past obstacles and I'm looking at obstacles and saying, woohoo, I'm so glad you're here to help me refine and define what it is that I'm wanting more of. So because I'm taking it so much easier, not necessarily sitting still, this is not about my behavior, this is about my vibration. Because I'm taking it so much easier, vibrationally speaking, man, every time a point of contrast comes up, I don't freak out. I don't say, oh my God, the world is ending, which is what I used to do when I was so busy trying to keep everything managed, which would make a lot of sense there. What I'm doing now is I'm saying, oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. That means I'm going to be able to get a little bit more clear about what I'm wanting. And I can't wait to see what arises from this because it's going to be pretty kick-ass. It's going to be pretty amazing. It's, in fact, going to be quite wondrous. So, the delicious part of my experience here is not necessarily what I'm doing or not doing. The delicious part is that I've said, I don't care anymore. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it happens. I know that the really great stuff is here already and that I will become more and more aware of it. And that's certainly what's happening right now, even right now as I speak. And not only that, I'm really noticing in ways that they're not new, but each one of them feels new. It's happened before many times, but every time it happens, it feels like it's never really happened before. And that's because I'm so clearly present to myself that it must be for the first time, because I've never been here before. It's familiar, yes. So what is this new familiar thing that I'm feeling? Well, it's plain and simple. I feel like a miracle has happened. I feel like something astounding has occurred. And really, if I were to look at it logically, nothing much different has happened. Yes, some things fell into place, and that's nice. But it's how it feels. It feels glorious. It feels, well, wondrous. So today, I'm just saying, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care to control my reality anymore. I don't care to try to fix it or figure it out. What I do care about, which is easy, which is obvious, is how fun it is, and how delicious it is, and how wondrous it is. And that's right here, right now, where I'm standing. So I'm noticing that even as I'm letting go and I'm releasing, there are still points of contrast arising. I'm still noticing a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of nervousness. And you know what? That's okay. That contrast that's coming up is helping me. So if I'm a little bit nervous, what I'm realizing is it may not really be nervous, like trepidation nervous. It really may be nervous, like anticipation notice, nervous, like, ooh, something really cool is about to happen. Kind of the way that it feels when you watch and you see everything falling into place and you realize the really cool thing that you've been wanting is about to happen, and there it comes, and here it is, and you're sitting right on top of it, and it's pretty amazing, and there you are in the having of it. It's that kind of nervousness. See, I have the ability to change my mind about just about anything. In fact, I have the ability to change my mind about everything, because I'm the one who's thinking these thoughts. They're not happening to me, and I'm letting go of that in a big way. The idea that somehow I'm the victim of my thoughts. That's kind of what got me here in the first place. So what's really fun about all of this is that not only am I letting go and saying, I really don't care. It really doesn't matter to me. Even when I turn my mind to the thing that was really the thorn in my side just a few moments ago, and I look at it and I say, why hasn't it happened yet? Why hasn't it happened yet? Why hasn't it happened yet? Well, I'm not interested in that anymore. I am, however, very interested in how fun it's going to be as this plays itself out. And so what I'm realizing is that maybe instead of saying, why hasn't it happened yet? Maybe what I'm really saying, in fact, this might very well be it. What I'm really saying is, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening right now. This really good thing that I've been asking for, that I'm ready for. Since I don't care to go out and try to fix things and move things around, I've finally gotten out of the way. So that must mean all the good stuff is on its way. In fact, when I do that, what happens is I look around and I say, well, I'm already in the good stuff. There's just more coming. It's so amazing, and it's so wonderful, and it's so delicious to be right here where I am. It's so wondrous, in fact. My life, amazing. What's happening around me, amazing. It's all really good. And I get to let go of all the ways that I have been trying to make it happen, which has been like spinning wheels in sand or snow or mud. It just doesn't work. It seems like I'm really busy, and so it kind of fulfills that need that I had in the past to make sure that I looked busy, but it doesn't actually do anything. What is working, and I can feel it right now, down to the very tips of my toes, what is working is saying, I don't care. Because I know the best is coming. In fact, it's here already. I'm right in it. I can see it with my own two eyes. And as good as this is, it's going to be getting better and better and better from here.